On this episode, Nick and I are drinking some mom and pop from Alarmist as I break down my trip to Portland, and we dive into some of the events and news happening in Chicago. Here we are, hitting up events, drinking our way through Chicago beer, and trying not to miss a thing.
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
You know, all you have to do is add some fruit, stir it up, and ride that milkshake wave.
Whenever I see him, I gotta take a photo with the most decorated brewer in Chicago, Jonathan Cutler.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Sometimes you want a small beer, but really, you want a big beer.
You gotta take in all those big aromatic hops.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Waiting in line for a bottle release?
You should have never been a fad. The black IPA is delicious.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
It feels like it's been a while, but for the viewer or listener, it's a mess. They don't know.
They are none the wiser.
Yeah.
We haven't recorded in a few weeks, though. Mm-hmm. So.
Episodes have been, erratic for a while. I don't know. We can't get in like a good...
Gone astray.
Yeah, we can't get in a good groove lately. Still recording. I'm still drinking lots of beer. That's all that's important.
They're in the hopper.
Yeah.
As they say.
So. All right. And today we have a super tasty beer from Alarmist. Mom and Bop.
Yeah, man. It's a good old-fashioned American wheat ale. 4.5%. So, Brad, they brewed this for bottles and cans. It's their favorite bottle shoppy.
Okay.
So...
I've never been to Mama or Bottles and Cans.
Never been to Mama Pops?
I've never been to Mama Pops. How's their like fountain drinks and
they make old fashioned fountain sodas?
Yeah, their malts and
you know, malt shakes, banana, what do you call that? Banana splits.
Banana splits and probably like I can't think of a patty melt.
Oh man.
That's it, Mom and Pops.
I fucks with patty melts, actually.
I haven't been to Mom and Pops.
I like a nice patty melt.
I like patty melts. Maeve hates patty melts. She's like, why do you get them? I was like, I don't know. You can't get them anywhere. I see it.
I like it. Yeah, I see it. I get it. You know, they're on Lincoln. They moved to a bigger spot. So they got the corner spot now. And they were like.
This is Bottles and Cans.
Bottles and Cans. Wait, is that Bottles and Cans? Shit. I confuse Bottles and Cans with Bitter Pops. So just ignore. I just lied to everybody.
Okay.
I'm thinking of.
Bitter Pops.
Bitter Pops. Bottles and Cans isn't far from there, though.
Okay.
Right? It's near Balmoral. I mean, not Balmoral. It's near Half Acre Lincoln.
Right.
It's, like, right down the street from them.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just not... If I'm in that area, I'm going to Half Acre soon to be Hop Butcher.
Yeah. I think last time I was there, I was going south, and I wanted some beer to go south with. And I stopped in there, because I happened to be over there.
Okay.
Yeah. I was probably leaving Half Acre.
But this beer... It doesn't taste necessarily like a wheat ale. It's sort of like a light wheat ale, like a wheat ale light. Mm-hmm. I don't know. An American wheat ale, I would think it'd be more like Pilsner.
Tiny Bomb?
Yeah, Tiny Bomb or something like that.
It's almost got like a little bubblegum flavor to it to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's very light and easy. Not particularly like citrusy, right?
Right, not weedy, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't have that, like...
You usually get hit with some orange zest when you get the wheat ales.
I mean, it's not bad, but I don't consider it an old-fashioned wheat ale. I don't know.
It's fine. I guess Oberon's an old-fashioned wheat ale. I feel like Oberon. That's what I meant to say. I don't know what I said.
But that's
that.
Very orangey.
It is. Mm. So that's as close as I would
It's
get.
Almost close to 3-1-2.
Well, that is old. This is old school wheat ale, then, yeah.
Right. That's kind of maybe if I think of it that way, because 3-1-2 is supposed to be a wheat ale.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much.
When it came out, it definitely was.
Yeah.
Then that's the first one they moved when they made the sale.
Mm-hmm.
Well, shit. 3-1-2 built that joint.
Yeah. Yeah. So this 3-1-2. If you see Mom and Pop, think 3-1-2.
Yeah.
I bet it's probably close to the same ABV.
Yeah, 4.5.
There we go. They probably picked it up when they were. They secretly stole the 3-1-2 recipe when they were over there.
When they did the collab?
Yeah. Gary Gulley's in there. Ah, let me see.
Like, Aaron, tell him about that one time you did that one thing. I'll be right back. And then he went and took the 3-1-2 recipe.
But I picked this up when I stopped in an Alarmist and got a little info about what's happening over there.
What's the latest over at in Saginaw?
One, they got an outdoor patio right space on. Coming.
Because they got a gigantic, like, parking sitch.
Right, but this is not going to be there.
No?
It is, like, going to be in the back, in between buildings. There's grass. There'll be picnic tables. It'll be more like backyard-y.
Okay.
Like, yeah, maybe more like brew yards, but I think even more in the alarmist fashion, like, even less formal. Like, you went to someone's house, and, like, we got picnic tables out back. We'll hang out there.
It's like someone's patio.
Yeah.
Going to visit a pal.
So it's like gonna be very homey, I think. But yeah, that's coming soon. I think they're working on all the paperwork from the city.
I like going there, and it makes sense to set it up as a destination where you can have more people chill.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because I kind of like being there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that'd be good. And then their head brewer, Aaron, which you just mentioned, he's leaving.
He's hasta la bye bye, huh?
Yeah.
Any is he going to brew somewhere else, or what's going on here?
Yeah, I think a small place wherever he's going, doing more than just brewing. So I don't know all the details, and I totally blank on where he's going. But I think they said he brewed his last beer recently or whatever, and so the guy from Haymarket is taking over as head brewer.
Trevor, is it Trevor?
Trevor, yeah.
Trevor's got a proper beard.
Big beard, yeah. So Trevor's taking over as head brewer. So
Trevor was one of the brewers at Haymarket, but before that he was at Alarmist. So he's coming full circle? That's what it sounds like, right?
No, I think he left Haymarket and was like part-time or assistant brewer at Alarmist, and now he's just stepping up.
So. Right on. Aaron putting in some work over at Alarmist, man.
I know.
You know, I remember... Well, Pantsless has a wholly different recipe from them when they first came out.
Right.
And then, of course, Le Juice. And even, what did they do this last year? They did a pale. Oh, Pantsless. Pantsless and Le Juice were the ones that cleaned up.
Yeah, they both won awards. Medals, yeah.
Yeah. And then slew of other hazies and Maibock and lagers. They make a lot of fun stuff all year.
Right. I think they've trended a little more to the lager, easy drinking beers. I think that's just maybe what they drink and what maybe the tap room kind of called for in that area. So, but you know, Le Juice is their number one selling beer still. Yeah.
Le Juice is the 312 of Alarmist.
Right. Yeah. It's the all juice all day over there.
Yeah.
So that's cool. Well, the change up there, I'm sure it shouldn't affect anything as far as the beer goes. So. And they got this, Gary Gulley showed me this crazy new canning line thing they got that's like, I don't know, it's awesome. It looks nice. So
sweet canning line, man.
More cans coming. More cans coming faster.
Those cans are moving pretty fast on that line, man. It's pretty sweet, man.
I was like, damn. That's pretty big. So that was my, like, stop once I got back from Portland.
Man. You were on the Pacific Northwest all the way.
Yeah. I made a couple brewery stops, a couple that I posted. I hit up Level, which I got the hat.
Right on.
From they are maybe my favorite Portland brewery right now. Just really good, clean, refreshing beer that feels like it has a full lineup of like hazies all the way to lagers. I don't know if they do any stouts or anything like that, but feels like a good almost like half acre kind of thing. Like everything is good. I like all their packaging. I like their vibe.
Yeah. Level. I'm guessing that's one of the newer ones. Well, I mean, newer as in like the last 5 years.
Right? Yeah, I think they're 3 years old, maybe four. Okay. But yeah, not too old.
Yeah, Portland's a place, you know, you can get lost there. I think one time I went, I was just itching to go back because you can't take it all in for one trip. So,
So that was and then I hit a Fire on the Mountain, which is a brewery / wings place, and a couple other spots, but just bought beer and kind of hung out at the hotel. I got there, and they still had COVID lockdowns happening, which is very annoying when you travel to a city because I gotta get food. How do I get food? I gotta get to go. Can I not come in? How do I do this?
I'd rather you just tell me I can't come to the town, right?
Yeah.
Almost, right?
So it was very, that was just like one day, and then the next day it basically got lifted because they had like a 70% vaccination rule or come the end of the month kind of thing. And so
it's like the beaches. It's like sometimes over the beach season, oh, there's too much dirt in the water. You can't swim today.
Right.
And then like the next day it's fine all of a sudden. You're like, are you sure it's fine today? It was just too bad yesterday.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Shouldn't it be like 2 days?
That was, it was kind of weird coming from Chicago where we've been basically whatever for a couple months now and coming back there.
It's basically Florida, yeah.
Yeah. Coming back, coming to a place where it's like, wait, I gotta, you want me to put my mask on? What's happening here? I'm fine doing it, but what are you guys doing here?
Yeah. No.
Especially when you come from a city that's like, oh, we had more cases today than you had, and you still have restrictions. What are you doing here? But
different politics, man.
Yeah, different vibe. But it was a good time in Portland. You know, of course, coming from a city that was more lax, we were much more lax than the people there that had just had their restrictions lifted. So that was kind of funny. We were like, I don't know, they're gone. We're just not gonna wear a mask, and people are still like coming up to the bar and wearing masks and indoors. So
yeah,
it was kind of interesting thing going on there.
I like Portland.
Yeah.
Did you hit any of the older kind of Vanguard spots? You know, spots that everyone knows. You know, like
Tear the Dog.
Yeah, some of the old school ones that kind of started the whole ball rolling over there.
Right. There's the Shoots. Yeah, Hair of the Dog. We went to,
what's that sour joint over there? It's got the huge patio
Cascade.
On the front. Cascade. Yeah.
Yeah. No, didn't go there. We went to like one of the old brew pubby type places that is kind of like a rock bottom kind of vibe. Why am I blanking on the name? But just, I don't know. Didn't feel like sitting in a lot of places and drinking.
Yeah.
So I picked up beer to go and kind of did that kind of thing.
Okay. Right on.
We were on the beach, just doing our thing.
There you go.
Yeah.
Any day over 80, I'm considering just blowing everything off and hanging out at the beach. That's kind of my standing rule.
Yeah. Yeah. And fireworks over 4th of July on the beach. They're always nice. Yeah.
There you go.
So.
Sounds like a nice getaway, man. It's always nice to escape Occupy Chicago, man, and go somewhere else.
So that's what I've been doing besides moving and,
rearranging your entire fucking life.
Yeah, getting accustomed to what breweries are around my new home.
Oh, yeah, a whole different neighborhood. And it's kind of like at least three neighborhoods away from where you were.
Right, yeah.
So it's different scene, almost, you know.
Yeah, closest one is probably Aris.
Okay.
And then I got the, you know, the Old Irving, the Twisted Hippo, and even the Blushing Bush.
Oh, Burning Bush.
Burning Bush.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like right there by Horner Park, right?
That's true.
So
Horner Park is surprisingly massive.
Yeah.
It feels like Grant Park when you're in it. Mm-hmm. Big park. No clue. No one talks about how big it is.
They talk about Humble Park being big.
Exactly.
Is it? No.
It ain't as big as Humble. Humble Park is probably the biggest park in the whole city. You could be on North Ave and be in Humble Park. You could be damn near on Grand and still be in fucking Humble Park.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah. So cool. How about you?
Man, I probably hit one or two places, man. You talked about Half Acre earlier, you know. This is the unofficial, official Half Acre pod. I was there for, what did I get? Fully Saturated, Double Daisy Cutter.
Ooh, okay.
Sat on the patio at Balmoral. And I got something from Keeping It Together. Because, you know, I was part of, you know, that's the Saison project that Avery Swanson was a part of that they were brewing out of Lincoln.
Okay.
So I got something from her, too. And I'll pull the names up. You know, I suck with those kind of names.
Okay.
Never saw this shit before. I'm not going to remember the name.
Yeah.
So that was cool. And, you know, I'm hanging out. And, you know, I see this older gentleman, and he's like, Nick. I'm like, hey, what's up, man? I know you, man, from somewhere. And he's like, yeah, man, I'm Kevin McMillan. You know, I worked at Forbidden Root when you and Brad came into the show.
Okay.
I'm like, oh, shit, I remember this now. I had a blast. We had – Forbidden Root was one of my all-time favorite on locations.
Yeah. It was a little noisy. That was.
Oh, we had to pause.
Yeah. He was like their social media or marketing director, right?
Yeah, either front of the house or marketing or something. I forget the capacity.
Yeah.
But I remember there were four folks. There was a brewer from North Carolina. There was Mr. Randy Mosier.
Yeah.
And then there were two other cats.
One was Kevin.
Yeah.
And one was, sorry to this person.
We can't even remember beers, so we're not going to remember everyone's name.
Yeah.
But I did like Kevin. I remember his voice, and I remember him just being just fun to talk to.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm like, what are you doing here? And he's like, well, funny you should ask. I'm the president and COO of Half Acre.
You get to be the president of half of the oldest brewery. Like, what's everyone else doing? What's Roger's title? Like, oldest employee?
I don't know if that's a title, but, you know, it might be a thing, you know.
And what's Gabriel's?
Number three.
Founder?
Founder, yeah. You know, after a while.
Matt is.
You step back,
founder,
right?
Or co-founder.
And I think he's like head brewer. Yeah, I think you nailed it. Yeah. So, you know.
Kevin rolls up and be like, yo, I'm president. What's Phil's title?
I think Phil left, right?
Oh, and Phil Lee?
Phil was like VP of sales, I think.
Oh, okay.
Something like that, right?
Oh, Phil left. Okay.
Right?
I don't know. Did he?
Mm-hmm. I think Phil left. So, I'm like, so this is a power play because I really like Forbidden Root. I really like Half Acre. So, you just kind of, but Half Acre's way bigger.
Right.
I'm like, how much involved were you in the thing?
The Ohio thing,
you know, and I forget what he said. But what he did say that was kind of interesting was, well, two things. We talked about, I was telling him I hadn't been on this patio probably since fucking the Big North.
Oh, wow.
Well, you know, that was killer party, one of the best parties. And he's like, yeah, funny you say that because our next big festival is going to be, you know, we're doing Big Hugs and we're doing Benthic. But we're going to do them on the patio. We're going to enclose the patio and have it be a wintertime patio.
Oh, so, damn.
Yeah, and that's a big space.
Because Big Hugs is early December.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's like, Benthic will be here. He said, we had to consolidate all our resources. You know, Benthic will be here. Big Hugs will be here. And, you know, and I'm like, I got the Avery Swanson beer because, you know, I won't be able to get it soon enough. He's like, well, don't count it out. You know, he's like, even though they're moving out of Lincoln, you know, they still have the license to have another brew pub, so they'll have it. It just won't be 2 miles away.
So they're like taking the paint off the wall.
It's not a.
Is that a saying?
I'm sure at some point in human existence that was a thing that people said.
I feel like that's a good saying.
So it's not as plug and play as it sounded like over at with the Hot Butcher Invasion. Right. It sounds like Half Acre's taking their license and they plan on having another location at some point.
So what if Hot Butcher rolls in there and the city is like, no. And they're like stuck with all this equipment.
And they campers. Yeah, then they can only do like to-go stuff.
Or just, yeah, if they can't have the tap room or what sort of license do they get.
Yeah, so that was pretty interesting to know that Half Acre is going to rise again. I guess it kind of makes sense. Now, I'm kind of, what are the bets? What are the odds that they do something like in the burbs, right? Or maybe way out on a whole other side of town.
A whole other side, but the way you mentioned it previously, that was too far. So do they have like a satellite location, like really close, like at Western?
I don't know. The part of the issue with Half Acre, how they ended up in Balmoral, was that they didn't have enough beer to leave Chicago, right?
Right.
They couldn't sell to the burbs. So, I mean, a place like Naperville would be, like, kind of ripe for the picking.
So what? Salamos right? comes in the town and...
And then Half Acre leaves town. So, I don't know. I'm curious to know where that plays out. I don't know what area.
But they have the liquor license. They're staying in Chicago. They didn't take the liquor license.
Oh, shit, you're right. So the assumption is, I don't. It's not a state thing. It might not be a state thing.
I thought liquor licenses were tied to the location of the building. No. I know nothing about this.
I don't either.
But it seems like you would sell people buy liquor license, buy buildings because they have liquor license, so you don't have to go with it. The liquor license often stays with the building.
A liquor store, the Kenwood Liquors that I would go to on Stony Island, they said we're leaving, but you can buy this building and it comes with the license.
Right.
That was the deal.
That was a thing. So it's weird that I didn't know an individual could take a license with them.
I'm curious to see how this played out. This is definitely the conversation we have, but I'm curious to see how it plays out. So that was pretty interesting. That they got eyes on, that it's not over. Them having another spot isn't over. They'll definitely have another spot in the future.
They'll definitely have another spot. Just kick Spiteful out.
I like Spiteful, man.
Right, but...
That's right.
We need this. Here's some money.
Just no, if their concern was Lincoln's too close to Balmoral, then you know
what
I mean.
Too close. Lincoln. I thought it was too far.
No, Lincoln's too close to Balmoral.
Uh-huh.
Like if you're gonna have two presidents, is that a thing? Am I saying that right? If you're gonna have more than one presidents, it shouldn't be so close. Like look at Mars. Mars in Bridgeport. They're in Logan.
Why don't they? Yeah, why don't they go to Bridgeport? Support the South Side. Like be like. We have this huge president on the north side. We're going to have a huge president on the south side.
That makes sense to me.
That would be like a huge benefit for the other half of the city that often gets overlooked.
Or you might just go the opposite direction and just put a brewery on Navy Pier.
Oh.
And just make Navy Pier cool. Because Navy Pier sucks. I've been there for fireworks all the time. My kids down there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I hate it down here. But if Half Acre was here, it would suck less. It would suck a little less.
Yeah, or do like a Crushed by Giants thing and have downtown and help, you know, keep make sure that tourism kind of thing happens downtown.
It's weird to say that downtown is underserved for beer, for breweries anyway.
Yeah.
But, I mean, shit, it really is. You can name them all on one hand.
Right. No one in Chicago has a reason to go downtown unless they got to work. Or you need something that's at one of those stores that you're just like, all right, I got to run downtown.
Exactly. So that was an interesting talk. Mm. I found myself at, so we talked about Solemn Oath, I found myself finally at Still Life, the Wisconsin bar, that Wisconsin-themed bar that Solemn Oath got set up.
Why is it Wisconsin-themed?
It's supposed to be reminiscent of like a Wisconsin den.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't go to dens in Wisconsin. What the fuck do I know?
I don't go to Wisconsin. All right. How was it?
I've been past this place a few times and it was packed.
Yeah.
So the first thing that, you know, I share that story. I'm like, man, it was noon when I went. So I'm like, I had to go. And they're like, well, if you see it packed in here, don't be intimidated because every seat's not full, and you can't really see all the seats from the gigantic window. But then also, it's kind of turn and burn. You know, they got $4 lose. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have one beer and split, so even though it's full, it doesn't stay full for long.
Okay,
so
okay.
You can hang out for 10 minutes and pull me in. Mm-hmm. But it's always packed. I've been by three times, and it was full every time.
Been three times already?
I went by it three times.
Oh, okay.
Went by it three times, and I never got in. I'm like, I'm never going to know what this place is because it's on my bike route.
Okay.
So I always go by it, and I'm like, oh, shit, it's noon. And no one's there. All right, I'm
going. In. Okay.
I'm going. Yeah.
Did you get a $4 loo?
I had to get a $4 loo.
Okay. Yeah. That's, like, the best deal in the city.
It's so chill. They're playing a bunch of country music. You know, they got a very minimalist approach, you know.
Country music in Wisconsin den.
Yeah.
What's going on here?
I don't know. It's you know, nice little chrome, not chrome, more like a gold kind of gold or copper plated kind of bar with the tap handles.
Oh, you know what I'm talking about? Okay.
Like it's a fun little spot. Everything they make is available in their little to-go section with a bunch of merch.
Okay.
And they have this wall of like all their favorite things. So they told their employees just bring in stuff that they really like.
Like tchotchkes?
Yeah, like tchotchkes. So there's like, you know, tickets to Lollapalooza or, you know, like some, a magnum of like, you know, Supplication from Russian River. Just all these memories of some of the staff's favorite memories is on this little like presentation wall.
Weird. Okay. I'm like, okay.
It's
kind of new. Yeah, it's weird, but cool.
But yeah, it's kind of no frills, kind of chill, satellite tap room that, you know, it's definitely worth a cruise if you're
over
there.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
That's pretty nice. And then what the other tap room you went to was Sketchbook?
Oh, yeah. And then I found myself, you know, if you're in Rogers Park, you know, you're like a 3-mile ride from Sketchbook. Just go straight west.
The original.
The Skokie one.
Oh, okay.
Well, actually, so both, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There's Evanston one's a little closer, but you know. So I ended up in the Skokie location. And, dude, it was kind of raining, so I was a little sad. I was all wet, so I didn't really get photos like I wanted. But the first thing I got was the seltzer when I went there.
Yeah. Nick rolls up and gets a seltzer.
I'm like, who is this guy?
What kind of seltzer? What flavor?
It was my non-drinking day. I want to say it was pineapple.
A pineapple. Okay.
I'm like, give me the seltzer. I get the seltzer. It's like 7%. I'm like, shit.
Non-drinking day.
This is my non-drinking day.
I feel like
day.
Seltzers, they got to be at 5 or
yeah.
less. Like,
It's a seltzer above 5 is akin to like a hoppy brown ale. Like, I got the brown ale because I didn't want hops. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
So I get, if you give me a 6% hoppy ass brown ale, it's like, well, what the fuck? That's not what a brown ale's about.
Yeah.
So it's kind of weird. But.
Huh. Okay.
But I love their space, and their space is huge. It's like, oh, and then their seating area is kind of it's like all this old vintage furniture, and it's you can purchase it because it all belongs to some kind of vintage shop that's in town down
the stuff like everyone's sitting on and spilling beer.
It's available for sale. You can buy it.
buy it.
You can buy this couch. Now they tell you, and no one listens. People are bringing in all kind of charcuterie and shit because there's no kitchen. You bring food.
Yeah.
Big ass signs that say don't eat food on the furniture because we're selling the fucking furniture.
Right.
And these assholes just,
I'm not buying this furniture.
They're rolling in with, fucking olives and
like eating, wiping their hands on the couch.
They don't have napkins. Yeah. No. Across the front of the shirt and then on the fucking couch. Like, fucking assholes. So.
But the space is.
Space is
real
gorgeous.
Big, you were saying. Fucking it's really like, cool. So, Revolution size.
So I've been to Rev, and I'm thinking, Rev's got the tall ceilings, but I'm like, the Rev tap room. Like, I'm wondering, how much smaller is this than Revolution's tap room?
Okay.
Like, it's kind of surprisingly big, was my point. Yeah.
That's cool. Sketchbook is, we're fans of Sketchbook. We know Sean Curry listens to the podcast. It is always surprising how much beer they crank out.
They gotta be cranking out beer because this is a nice little little operation here.
I just see their beer at stores and places. It's like, oh, there's Sketchbook. Like I don't always pick it up, but I'm like, oh, like they are in a lot of spots.
And I'm pulling up the tap list because this is the second location where I went and had a beer and I can't tell you what the fuck I had. So I'm gonna try to find it. Oh, but I did leave with the Citra Pale, no parking.
Okay.
They make good beer. Like I have 4.9%. Proper fucking Citra Pale. That was good.
Yeah, a lot of Sketchbook beer is just, it's good beer that nobody talks about.
Like, that's fair.
And it could be because it's not in the city. It could be that, I don't know, it's just not crazy, wait in line for it or something.
All these fucking words, just show me the draft list. That's, like people who don't tell you what day and time they open. And people who just don't show you the draft list, they do all this other shit.
Okay.
Stressful. Anywho, we'll figure it. We'll get our life together here.
Okay. So I still need to check out that spot. I know. I've seen some photos. It looks nice. There's an outdoor area too, I believe.
Yeah, right in front of the building. And there's that's a cool spot, man. Like, I'd go back there when I'm less grumpy and really just kind of tag, get regular shots like normal.
How far did it feel from the Temperance, or not the Temperance, the Evanston location?
You could hit both of those locations.
But why would you go to the same? It would be like going to Pathic or Lincoln.
And then about Lincoln and Balmoral. Why would you?
Yeah.
I'm the only time I've been to the Evanston one is when we went.
Okay.
To do the show. I think if you're going to one, you go to the Skokie one. Yeah. But I think they were saying when we went there that I think Evanston's going to handle a lot of their experimental stuff. Right.
Okay.
If they do some wild stuff, it'll be handled there.
Okay. Nice.
So that was a good stop.
That's cool. Nick's still trying to find this beer he had along with his seltzer. It's probably like not even on tap anymore.
Yeah, I'm giving up, man. I'm throwing in a towel.
Nice. All right. Was that all of our spots/adventures?
I think so. Shout out to the Revolution. I know. Deep Woods is back.
Yeah, we got some cans of Supermassive.
Yeah.
Strawberry Jacket and VSOJ.
Yeah, so there was a preview party downtown. Now check out this threesome of locations for their preview parties. Hopleaf and Beer Temple make a lot of sense.
Okay.
And then Roots Pizza in Printer's Row is the third.
What?
The third location.
What? I didn't know there was a Printer's Row Roots Pizza. I knew there was Wicker Park. That's Ukrainian Village.
Yes.
And there's another one.
Up north, like Montrose. No, Lawrence. Band of Bohemia. There's one by Band of Bohemia.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so I didn't know there was a Printer's Row one.
So like Lawrence and Western, basically.
Roots, okay.
Roots Pizza is, they call it Quad City style pizza.
Right.
Oh, but yeah, this is the third location where you can try these beers today, and then the release is tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or so. Tomorrow when we're recording this on the release is on the 16th.
Yeah. So try them all on draft.
How was Supermassive? I feel like that's the one we're going to try.
There's nothing better than Supermassive.
Right? I feel like that's.
When I saw this lineup, I'm like, from what I remember of VSOJ, I love that beer. But then Supermassive gave me all the feels. Okay. And when I drank it, every time I had it, I'm like, this beer is the best. This might be my favorite of all the Deep Woods. It's fucking Supermassive.
Damn. Okay. Yeah,
might be. And I felt like that today, too.
I feel like that's the one we gotta try for a video, although we probably did a Supermassive, but it's...
I feel like we can drink any of them, because, we got the samples, and it's a little different this time. Like, usually, we get samples.
And they're in a box.
In a box.
Are they not in a box this year?
No, this is like...
No, but do they come in a box if I go in there to buy it? Am I buying a box?
No, it comes in a box.
All right. They should give us the boxes. It makes for good pictures.
I agree. I'm guessing they're giving it to more folks or they just didn't make enough.
They're like, Nick and Brad are not putting out podcasts like they used to.
Right. He's like, do they even have a show anymore? Should we even give them fucking beer?
Yeah, they hate Rosa.
You know, matter of fact, fuck these guys. I barely want to give them anything. So fuck their box. You get one of each.
All right. Well, so. I appreciate anything. I'm just happy to be nominated.
You know, it's an honor. It's an honor to be nominated, man. But yeah, man. VSLJ is back. Long blog post on their site about how we are not going back in time with this VSLJ shit. What you had is what you had. This is gonna be different.
Okay.
Basically, right. Cool. So. And that reminds me of Behemoth. I think the best Behemoth from Three Floyds. I just love that thing, the barley wine.
Yeah.
Best Behemoth I ever had was the first one I had. I went back a year later, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? They were like, we changed it. And I'm like, well, as a brewery, you do what you got to do. You know, my memory of it is different a year later, but then also the brewery ain't trying to make the same shit they made last year. In some cases.
Okay.
You know, so, and this would be one of them cases.
And then they also gave you this Saison, right?
Yeah.
Lucia?
It might be Lucia.
Lucia. I was like, I can't read.
Like Port Lucia? Like yeah. Florida? It shows Lucia. Off the rails, man.
I know. Dry hop spelt Saison?
Yeah, what the fuck does that mean? I don't know much about this one, man. But our guy Johnny wasn't there, but he sent his regards. This is a dry hop spelt Saison. I think spelt is like a wheat varietal.
They're spelt grain.
Spelt? That's spent, right?
Oh, they're spent. But isn't there spelt also? They're sure. Spent.
There's a whole lot of not knowing shit on this episode. We don't know a goddamn thing today, man.
Damn it.
We'll figure this out at some point.
We're going to go back. Just have our patty melts at Mom and Pop's. Enjoy the simple times.
If there's one thing about us, we will definitely tell you all the things we don't know.
Yeah.
We're going to highlight all the shit we don't know.
All right, cool. So, yeah, we're going to drink this Supermassive. Look for a video of that at some point in the near future, I guess. And then the last thing before we get out of here, there was a list. Was it Timeout Chicago?
Yeah, Timeout Chicago.
I feel like we got to open this other one. This beer.
Let's close it out.
This beer goes down smooth,
Let's
right?
close it out. I'm a fan of this beer. Yeah, Timeout Chicago came out with a list of the best 39 Chicago breweries and taprooms.
39.
Your boy Zach Long.
Okay.
All right, Zach.
What's he got?
Here we go.
And it starts at the top, number one, right?
Number one is Half Acre Balmoral.
All right.
No surprise there. Number two, Salomo Still Life.
That's some bullshit. You're telling me the second best brewery taproom in Chicago is the one that opened like 2 weeks ago? Would you say it's that good?
It's new. If the list is the best new taprooms, then yeah, it's one of the best new taprooms because it's new. I mean,
if in the arc of it all, are you saying someone's like, where do I need to go in Chicago? Are you saying Salamo now?
Ain't no outdoor seating at Salamo. You know, there's no roof. There's no There's no garage doors. It's a cool spot. I enjoyed myself
there. I think Balmoral makes sense, but although we dissed on the Peace beer recently, I'm saying Peace is like a top five, but I haven't been to this. What are we? All right, what's
if this is in order, let's start at number five. I like that.
Go up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Number five, Middlebrow, the Bungalow.
Okay, across the street from Sawmouth.
Best bread in the city.
I haven't been either. I gotta do the 1-2 stop.
Best bread this side of Publican.
Okay.
Number four, off color Mousetrap. I like me some Mousetrap.
Okay.
That's a cool spot. Number three, Life on Mars Community Club.
This is the new one.
The satellite one in Logan.
This dude literally just went to the new spots and was like, these are great. I like brand new stuff because I don't go to the south side.
This dude rode his bike a mile to Mars and Solomoth and said they're clearly number two and three in the whole fucking city.
Is like six pilot project then, probably?
Number one, we talked about number one by Moral. Number six, Weiner.
Oh, okay. That's
so, you know, he got in his car for that one.
All right.
You know, number seven, Dovetail.
Okay.
Number eight, Metro. I take Metro and I swap it with
Still Life?
With Still Life at number two.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Still Life, still, that's not the final landing spot for Still Life.
Yeah.
But
all right, then what's 10? Well, then we don't need to go down all 39.
Yeah, for sure. Number nine is On Tour. On Tour.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, what's On Tour? Yeah.
You're like, who? We still talking about Chicago?
Yeah, that's all right. I don't know.
That's cool.
That's not a top 10 spot. It's good.
Number 10 is Crushed by Giants, a place we neglected to go before Rona hit.
Yeah, that I can't comment on that. Yeah. But I would say District Brewyards wins out over On Tour. Like, they have food, they have outdoor space, they have a bigger selection of beer. On Tour is good.
It's everything not, Brad just said.
It's not a top 10. Top 20?
What about top 39?
Oh, wait, is that like all of? No, there's not. There's like 60 something in the city.
In city proper, there's at least 60 breweries.
Yeah.
Yeah. You count the burrs, you're up over 120.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
I don't know about this. There are people are not reading Time Out Chicago. So the only reason I saw this was because Haymarket shared it. And they're on this list somewhere.
And then people like listicles. The act of reading a listicle.
Because they like
even
to,
I like reading this. Like, this
and they like to get upset at them.
Yeah.
Be like, you don't know what you're talking about.
And the people in the comments will tell you what the real list should be. I think that's really the power of a listicle, right? Mm-hmm. It's like the listicle, if it sucks, everyone's going to tell you in the comments that this is wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like whoever these assholes are to push, like Giordano's is in every top five pizza for Chicago.
Yeah.
And I'm like, who the fuck's going to Giordano's? I used to live by Giordano's.
Yeah,
I'm not ever putting Giordano's in the top five of anything ever in life. Now we're talking about pizza.
Literally, if I don't want to think about, you know what you're getting. Like
Chicken parm is really good at Giordano's.
Okay.
That's it. That's the end of my Giordano's rant.
All right.
Yeah, there was something else in the news, Brad.
More.
Oh, yeah.
Celebrating 4 years.
Yeah, cheers to more. I think they're doing an adjunct stout in cans. It's part of that release. I think it's a henna. And then they're doing a fourth anniversary beer where you can line up there Friday morning, just like old times, and limit two per.
Lining up for beer is back.
Lining up for beer is back. Nature is healing.
We couldn't have fixed that whole stupid thing.
No, man. People rather enjoy getting hammered at 6 a.m. for a 10 a.m. beer release in the middle of nowhere.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Was that the news you're thinking of, or is there another one?
I think those were the two.
All right. Then yeah. I think that's going to do it, because one, we drank all this mom and pop.
Yeah, we drank it all.
It's 4.5%. It's nice. Fine.
It's nice, though. Yeah. I did enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Not necessarily a wheat ale, but I'll take it.
It's classic wheat ale, Brad.
Old fashioned.
Oh, sorry. I stand corrected.
Cool. All right, Nick, where can people find you? Get in touch when we're not here.
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRad, Chicago Beer Pass, Twitter, Instagram. We got our stupid reels. One has like 5,000 plays, right?
How about that? I'd have lost money if I was betting on which reel would get 5,000 plays.
Yeah.
It was the release of Kraken. I think it's number one all time now. Funny shit.
I think it's nice and short.
So. Yeah.
So check that out. We're always trying to post pictures. We'll get back in the groove here now. Look for more episodes, more beer, YouTube videos, and we'll be back soon. Take care.
Cheers.